Praise His name. You're looking forward to that.
Amen. Yes.
You know, the Bible says He'll come to those that love is appearing. And I believe He's doing that right now. He's showing us He's the same. Through the Spirit of God that's here, service after service. And when you go to your prayer closet and you feel Him there, aren't you happy for that?
Amen.
That's right. That's what we live for. And we'll be preaching on that a little bit today, I think, as well. So if you have your Bibles tonight, let's open those up. It's good to see those that are able to come to the house of the Lord. God honor your faith tonight. It's nice I got, you know, amen corners. Well, make sure you amen in the corner now. Don't just sit in the corner. Amen in the corner. Hebrews chapter 10. That includes my wife back there, so I don't know if she thinks she's off the hook or anything. Hallelujah. It's good to be a Christian.
Amen.
Hebrews 10. 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Excuse me. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. John chapter 14. St. John 14. And we'll just go to verse 4. Man, just got something in my throat right back there saying. I felt great, and all of a sudden... Well, I know it's not something, it's someone, but... We're going to preach anyways. Praise the Lord. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. We can stop there. We're still talking about the originals returned. I'd like to take for a thought tonight, refusing the way is refusing the truth, which is refusing the life. Let's bow our heads together. If you have a need you'd like to lift up as we approach the Word of God, God bless each one. God sees your hands and He knows your hearts. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for gathering the saints together tonight. As we feel Your presence here, we pray, Lord, that our minds would become consecrated to You, that we wouldn't think on life or the things and the cares of this life. Let it not choke out the Word tonight. But may we be like Mary, who just sat there and wasn't too busy like Martha, but took the time to say, Lord, whatever You want to say to me, I've got wide open ears. I want to listen tonight. Father, we pray as we come to the Word of God, humbly and reverently, that first You wash us, You cleanse us, forgive us, Lord, by Your blood. May we come boldly to the throne of grace and ask those things in our heart that we believe You put there before the foundation of the world. God, I pray that the Word would discern us, it would mold us, it would make us into the image of Jesus Christ that we're predestinated to be in this last day. Be with those that wanted to be here and just simply couldn't make it. And those that just didn't have the desire, oh God, put it in their heart, Lord, to be in the house of the Lord. We pray, Lord, that You'll make us a lighthouse of Your Word, that the hungry soul could find a place of rest. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. You know, this is something I kind of hit at here on Sunday, or it just kind of struck my mind, and I preached on it for a little while on Sunday. But I began to realize that this is a big hurdle for a lot of people, and I believe that the Word of God is written exactly the way it needs to be. I think every I that's dotted, every T that's there, even the order of words, the way the spaces are in there, the way that even the verses were numbered, you say, well, what about this or that? Well, God sent us a prophet, and this is the Bible He used, so that's enough confidence for me to use this one. I'm not going to go fight somebody on doctrine on with this version versus this and all that nonsense, and you can find it where Brother Branham said don't do that either. That's fine, but the Word, the bride knows. She knows. She knows when she hears something that ain't right. And hear one of them other translations taking the Word and twisting it some other way. No, she won't go that way. She'll come right back to the saith the Lord because she's predestinated. She's going to stay the way God said so. And this is what I'm getting at. It's not so much what God has said. Let me make sure you understand what I'm going with this. The way the Bible was written is perfectly right. Jesus said, I am. Now, he's making a big claim just by saying that, but he makes it even more specific. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's all of them. You don't got to go find someone else. I'm telling you right now, if you've got Jesus Christ in your soul, you've got more than everyone else in the world who don't have Him. It doesn't matter what they have, cars, houses, life. They might have peace. They might think they do, but it's all coming down. It's going to burn up here soon. Those that are in Christ can't be burned up. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is fire itself. You can't burn it up.
Hallelujah.
That's right. But He is the way. And I begin to realize that this is the progression we have to take in the Word. You can't skip the way and get to the truth. You can't skip the truth and get to the life. You have to follow the Word the way it's written. And a lot of people simply don't like the way God does things. Oh, they like the idea of a God that when they're sick, that He'll come and heal them. He likes a God that gives peace and joy and love. And He does all these things. How many can say amen to that?
Amen.
That's right. A God that pays attention to your humblest cry. A God that knows the least of your desires, and He's framed the whole world out just to help you feel a little bit better. Aren't you happy for a God like that? But what people don't realize is the only reason they can't see Him is they won't accept the way God does things.
Amen. True.
Hallelujah. I read this on Sunday. Let me read it again, coming out of the Smyrna church age. The cloudy skies and the storms of life are no signs of God's disapproval. Neither are the bright skies and still waters signs of His love and approval. His approval of any of us is only in the Beloved, being in Christ. His love is elective, which He had for us before the foundation of the world. Does He love us? Oh, yes. But how shall we know? We shall know because He said so.
Amen.
And manifested that He did love us, for He brought us to Himself and gave us of His Spirit, placing us as sons. And I began to, as I said when I thought on this, that people will do everything besides the way God said you need to do it. Before you even try to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, you've got to die, and the Lord Jesus Christ has got to get in you. And the way He did that was established by the Apostle Peter, the one given the keys to the kingdom. And he was told how to unlock it. Praise God for revelation, because it's so plain there in the Bible. What's the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost? He's got one name. And I'm glad I know Him by name. And I'm not afraid. I'm going to be just like Jesus. And to see, remember, He was talking about the Father. And He says, if I told you I didn't know the Father, I'd be a liar like you guys. And I'm the same way. You might get mad and say, brother, you're just trying to boast yourself or whatever. No, I know in whom I have believed.
Yes.
And I'm fully persuaded He's able to keep me. Not me keep me. He's able to keep me. When I falter and I stumble and I do all these things wrong, His way for me. And that's what I'm happy for, is when you just get to the point, Christian, I pray you hear me today, that you're just going to accept the way God said it. That when God wants you to have faith, that means there's got to be trials to prove you got it. There's got to be an obstacle for faith to operate in. See, we all love healing, but nobody thinks anybody should ever get sick. We all love God coming on the scene and deliver us. But we don't like getting in a situation we need delivered from. I'm sure the Hebrew boys woke up that day and said, you know what, Shadrach, I'm not really feeling going in a fiery furnace today. I think the sun will give me just good enough tan. I don't need to go in there 7 times hotter. But see, they had a revelation that the way God said it is the way they're going to do it. And when God said, thou shalt worship me, and me only shalt thou serve, they made that their absolute. And even though the king of the land said, no, we're not going to do that. You need to bow down to me. They succumbed to God's way. That God allowed this, but He never contradicts His word. So I'm not worshiping that angel.
Come on.
I'm not worshiping that God used man I'm going to worship the God of that man. And they did that. As we said, it wasn't too hard to pick them out when every other backslid person was on the ground worshiping him. And don't worry, you're going to stick out if you serve the Lord Jesus Christ in the Spirit of God. You might as well just quit trying to hide it. Quit trying to backdoor things. If you're the bride of Christ, you stick out. Why? Because you're going the way and nobody else is.
Right.
And it makes sense. If you're going north, everybody's heading south, you're the one that looks crazy. You're the one who looks like he ain't got the right mind. Why? Because the carnal man looks for majority. He looks for reasoning. He likes 99.9% is good enough. But I'll tell you what, if they did that with babies, every thousandth baby would go to the wrong parents. I don't think that'd be too acceptable. And I don't think it's that way with God either. It's either all or it's nothing. And God's way has to become that to us. It's all or nothing. You're getting revelation today. When things come in your life, you have to accept as a child of God that all things were foreknown. That all things God has power over if He so wants to, but for some reason He didn't allow to stop this thing. And how many Christians go into despair? They say, oh God, it's just too hard. There's no way I can do this. Look, if you're a Christian, God allowed that. And Romans 8:28, oh my, we like to say it, but I'm ready for it to live. That I know that all things, can you say all things work together for good to them that love God, them who are the called according to God's purpose. Amen. And if we can get through that, even right here, how does God show His love to us? Oh, I know how He shows His love to me, Brother Andrew. He gave me a new car. Well, He might have gave you a new car, but I'm here to tell you that's just a side thing there. You know, the devil will give you a new car too. He'll give you a car that's too fast to be driving. You brothers know what I'm talking about. That speedometer going way up there, there ain't no reason to go up that fast. There ain't a road in the nation you can go 100 mile an hour on. How come every speed car to go up to 140? What are they trying to do? It's the devil. And he's trying to get people dead. And if you really want to be sincere about it, that's really what he wants. Because there ain't no safety road out there you should be going 140 on. And most of y'all can say that you're here by the grace of God because you tried that. And you should be dead. Let's just be honest. How much does it take to kill a man at that speed? Not a whole lot, that's for sure. Thank God for His grace. Thank God for His mercy. Thank God that when I made a mess of the way, He brought me back to the way. Thank You, Lord. Now, the way God shows His love to us by giving us the Holy Ghost. Why? Every good thing there is comes from God. Nothing else outside of God is good. That needs to become an absolute to us. That way we'll quit getting deceived by the devil, saying, well, it's okay for me to watch this little thing, even though I know it does this or does that and it's evil in this way. No, it's not good. Why? It's not a God. If Jesus can't sit next to you when you're trying to do something, chances are you don't want to be doing that.
Right.
Amen. See, this is where I begin to realize Christians aren't really convinced it's the end time yet. Too many of them. I believe the bride is. She's waking up. Flashing red lights of Christ coming. Yeah. You know, we shouldn't be afraid of the word of the hour. I mean, I've even heard people say they don't like listening to souls that are in prison now because it kind of scares them a little bit. Whoa. Come on, brother, sister. Don't put yourself on the wrong side of things. Remember what Brother Branham said when they asked him about talking about the coming of the Lord? He said, You know, Brother Branham, you might want to leave that alone. You're scaring people. I said, scaring people? This is the most glorious thing that could ever happen. Jesus Christ coming back. See, I'm not over here trying to get saved. I've already went on the way, which led me to the truth, and now I got the life. And not just any life, eternal life. And you can't take it away from me. And God showed His love to me, and I can be a witness for that. I appreciate the blessings of God. I appreciate Him taking care of me and helping me and with even finances and keeping me safe physically and things. Absolutely, God does those things. But Israel got blessed that way by God and by the devil. There was times they had much prosperity when they weren't serving God. Why? Because it blinded their eyes. They thought, well, it's blessed. It must be all right. Many a man's been fooled by that. No. It's either God's way or you know you're listening to the devil.
Right.
Thus saith the Lord. There is no middle ground. We don't need to worry about a gray area no more. Right. There was a time for ignorance, but if we'll just feed on this message, feed on what God has given us, you'll begin to see, you know every circumstance if you yield to the Holy Ghost. Why? He's the master of every circumstance. He already knows everything. He's not learning anything. And God took His mind and put it in you when He gave you the Holy Ghost. What more do you want than to know all things? Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. You've received the Holy Ghost and you know all things. Why? The teacher's in you. Say, well, I don't know about this. I didn't mean that you. I meant that one in the beloved. I meant the one that God witnessed with His Word when He gave you the Holy Ghost. Thank God. My, I tell you, what else would you want besides the Holy Ghost? What else you want? If that's all God ever give me, praise His name. He lets me be sick every day. I'm still better than I was a sinner. That's absolutely right. Why? It's my absolute. This is how God showed His love to me, and He's always there. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I don't have to go find Jesus no more. Amen. I'm so glad I don't got to go find the revival. I'm so glad I don't got to go find peace and love. I know where it is. It's down deep in my heart where God gave me the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Now, a lot of people think when you preach Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, you're trying to take us back to Pentecost. No, not the denomination, all right? I ain't talking about just feeling it. Well, His presence went by me. That's great. I'm sure Cain felt pretty, you know, anointed at times too. We know Balaam was. Devils can't tell the truth now. So when Balaam prophesied right, that wasn't Balaam saying nothing. That was the Holy Spirit got on him and said it out of his lips. That's right. That's anointed ones at the end time. You go listen to that. It's absolutely the truth. The real Spirit of God can anoint. And He said He will. I'll anoint all flesh. Didn't say just saved. But see, the difference is a sanctified vessel will stay in the way. A Holy Ghost filled person all the way down to their soul, hear me now, knows the way. Even if their mind doesn't know the way. Isn't that what Jesus just told Thomas? Hallelujah. He said, you know, Jesus told him, you know what way I'm going. And Thomas said, no, we don't. You read it, didn't he? He said, no, Lord, we don't know whether Thou goest, and how can we know the way? And then Jesus makes it plain to him, I am the way. Do we know Jesus? Well, yeah, He's standing right here. Then you know the way. Has this been revealed to you that the Son of Man's here back on earth again, revealing Himself in the same life He was since the day of Pentecost? Has that become a reality to you? Then I'm telling you, you know the way to go.
Amen.
You just got to get dead to that old carnal mind. You got to quit listening to the things of the flesh and dilly-daddling like Samson did with the things of the world until you just get all muddled up. Oh, yeah, look, Samson still had revivals. Oh, yeah, he was still slaying Philistines, but he knew deep down he couldn't whip them all. What took down 1,000 men couldn't beat one woman. That's right. Hallelujah. But I still thank God once more. When he got to the end, what happened? That life began to spring back up again. Why? He was predestinated. He couldn't be lost. He had to deliver. That was the promise when he was born. He shall deliver you from the Philistines. And even when he made a mess of his calling, God used that. Why? All he knew is I'm chained up. I don't know what else to do, but I know the way. Oh, all I got to do is get right with God. And what did he do? Begin to feel the promise again on his back. God will let you feel things when you need to feel them. But that wasn't his absolute. His absolute was the word that was said before he had the seven locks. Praise God. That said, you will deliver. You can do all things. And he said, fine. All I got to work with is these two pillars here. And if I'm walking in the way, I'll be able to take this down. And he did it. See, we're all looking for a thus saith the Lord. Like we just know and we don't have to operate in faith so much. It's just there. That ain't the way God does things. That's not His way. You work in faith. You have to believe God. When Joshua, look, and you can go all the way back before they had the Holy Ghost. What commandment told Joshua, stop the sun? Was there one? There's no commandment in the Word. But he knew the way. We need to win this battle. I've been commissioned to do it. And that sun's standing in my way. Reasoning would have said right away, buddy, that sun's a lot bigger than you. It's a lot hotter. And it's really far away. You really think you can do something? He didn't give Satan the opportunity. That's where we fall short. All we do is give Satan the opportunity for a little doubt, and there goes your promise right there. Why? Because you let him. You let him. He's a child of God. There's no time to be letting the devil do things with us. We should be trumping on his face every day of the year, because God gave us a promise that greater is He that's in us than He that's in the world. And that's the way God wants to do it. Amen. He doesn't want Brother Andrew overcoming all your battles. He wants you to overcome your battles.
Right.
He doesn't want you going and crying and boohooing over here and saying, I can't do this, I can't do that. We need to get the I can't out of our experience and say, He already did.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. People want to tell God how to run His business, but I'm here to say the bride of Christ will not do that. She accepts the way that God has already decreed His word. In this age, there's no more room for your ignorance. We'll put it that way. Why? The Spirit's here to reveal it. You don't have to understand it intellectually. If you don't know what revelation is, you're not the first base yet. You've got to know when God reveals something to you. Because why? I can't tell you how He does it for you. But I'll tell you one thing. I know if it ain't according to the Word, you didn't get revealed by no God. You got revealed by the devil. That's right. How does God show His love to us? He gives us the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost in us, well, there's no way to walk in truth. Why? He said He will lead and guide us into all truth. So you can have all the seminaries you want. You can call them conventions and special teachings and all this stuff. That's just seminaries. And it's in the message. It is. And that's why it don't work. You know, I remember hearing, I was at a youth thing, and they were doing one of them teaching things or something. And I appreciate their efforts, and I'm not trying to disregard them. I'm glad they're doing that than out in the bar somewhere or wasting time. You know, you understand what I'm saying. But they were talking about courtship and things and making up. My goodness, I don't think I could keep up with all these rules. I don't know how to do all this. I can't. You know, there's like 50 things I got to keep track of just to say hi to somebody. I mean, I don't know how to do this. Well, in my mind the whole time is, wait a minute, guys. Didn't we have a promise that the Holy Spirit should lead and guide us into all truth? That it should direct our way? See that carnal mind coming back. You can hear that. Oh, no, but we need to make sure. No. Give over to the Holy Ghost and you'll always make the right decisions.
Amen.
That's an absolute. I'm telling you right now, the Holy Spirit cannot lead you contrary to the Word of God because He is the Word.
Amen.
And that Word isn't just out there in the clouds and we got to scribe it all out and teach everybody. We need to get the Word into the people so they will walk in it themselves.
Right.
And instead of spending hours on hours debating and talking and trying to do all this stuff, we got tons of young people that need to find themselves at this altar getting right with God, repenting of their sins for real, not because mommy or daddy said so, because we taught them, you got to make a decision.
Amen.
You've got to get to the point where it doesn't matter what comes. It doesn't matter who sees me. In your free moral agency, you are choosing to die.
Amen.
And follow the Word of God. And know without the Holy Ghost, you can't do anything right. Your amens will not offend me today. Thank you, Lord. Doesn't that begin to expose you, though, when you think about it, when you have a small group a lot of times? It's go, what do I really contribute to the house of God? And I'm not saying that just to get on you, but you ever thought that? What am I really helping the cause, or is it because of Brother So-and-so? I'm here to tell you, if you've got the Holy Ghost, you've got the most glorious thing to give.
Amen.
We just reason too much. Time to quit it. I'm just telling you, no more. I've got to the point now where if God says something, just do it. When He tells you to pray for somebody, quit doubting it and coming up with 50 ways you gotta do it this certain way. Get over there and conquer that land in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Well, what if they doubt it? Look, God don't lead you where He's going to make a mockery of Himself.
Right.
Hear me now. Look, it's not you on the line anyways. That's the revelation we need. That's not us. They're not even rejecting it. Samuel had that problem when they turned him down and said, we want a king. He had the problem saying, Lord, what am I going to do? And God said, what are you crying about? I don't have nothing to do with you, Samuel. They like you. They think you're a good guy. They appreciate your stuff. They're not turning you down. They're turning me down. And it's a tough thing to swallow as a Christian. We're not getting nowhere. Praise the Lord. That's all right. Maybe I'll turn the page here in another hour. I don't know. You got time? No. See, I saw that. Said an hour and a half. I don't know about that stuff. No, we're not of them that draw back. We're not of them who see the way and say, you know what? Just too tough for me. You know, I want a church that I can go to and not have to feel bad. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you're living in doubt and the Holy Spirit shows up, He's going to make you feel bad.
Right.
Why? Because He knows what that unbelief is doing to you. It's making you miserable. It's killing your soul. It's killing your experience. And God loves you too much to leave you that way. That needs to become an absolute. When we've left the Word, we've left everything. And it can come in the simplest things to where you don't have joy right now. Come on now. We're supposed to rejoice. And I say again, rejoice. Hallelujah. Why? It's settled. I'm not trying to stay saved. I'm not trying to overcome. Somebody's already done it. And I'm walking in that way, Amen. Which is leading me to the truth. What's the truth? You were a son of God before the foundation Amen. Of the world. God wrote your name down. And all He did was by giving you the Holy Ghost is so that your eyes would open up and you could see who you were that He already knew before the foundation of the world. Amen. Come on now. Amen. And now that you have that truth, you can walk the life. Oh, brother, it's so hard to be a Christian. I just don't know how to overcome. That's the problem. You're trying to overcome. You're trying to do this. You're this super person. You got this ability. You got this gift. If you want to be used of God, you ain't got nothing. Amen. Because Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing.
Right.
Is that our absolute yet? That's the way God established it. Well, I've got this to offer God. I've met those people, and I'm sure you have too. They just got so much to offer God, and nobody else can see it. Not even God. Because last I checked, the Bible said, again, the absolute, the way, that gifts and callings make a way for themselves. Why? Because it's not the gift and calling of God is literally God manifesting Himself. And where God wants to man Himself, everything else gets out of the way. A few of you believe that, but that's the truth anyhow. I don't care. You can have all your self-proclaim this or that, or God did this or whatever. Until God makes a way, I don't have no faith in that. When you see men that want to be preachers and can't even make it to church, don't even read their Bible, don't even know what the message is about. Look, brother, you need to back it up a little bit because God has not made a way for this yet. Hallelujah. Come on now. If you're trying to operate the gifts of the Spirit and you are meaner than a snake, you hope you can prophesy somebody's death. You'd be surprised, but you meet these people. They might not want you dead, but just in the tribulation, you know, so you can learn your lesson. Who made you a judge over another man? That's where we get in the false. So we're not here to judge each other. That'll be done on the white throne judgment. We're here to judge sin. We're here to judge that's already been judged, which is the devil and all his attributes. And we can call black, black. The problem is many people attach themselves to the sins they're doing instead of recognizing that that's not them if they're really Christians. When you preach on sin, if you can divorce sin like you're supposed to by the Word, you'll let go of it without all that pride.
Amen.
You'll let go of it without all those thoughts. Oh, Brother Andrew said that because I'm sitting here. He only played that because we know what he knows. And what happens, just to keep us all humble, God just has to send some other brother through just to show you and say the same things over and over again that it wasn't that man in the first place. It was God. Now, why does he do that? Because he understands us. That's why he sent a fivefold ministry. I'm not here to tell you there's only one. There's five. And there's not just four either. I still believe that God can send prophets, okay? Now, they're not going to be able to bring more revelation than what was already given, just as much as the prophets that followed Moses didn't have nothing new to bring besides fulfilling what Moses already said, because that was the prophet of that age. Our prophet has come in this age. There's not another one coming to bring another revelation. And honestly, I don't understand this. What else could you possibly be walking in except for the statue of a perfect man? What else is there to do? What else is there to go? Who are you going to go that's better than Jesus? I'm sorry. The restoration of the sons of God proves that Jesus' resurrection is true and He's here now and He's living through us. And that is the absolute. Come on now. What other greater thing could God do than to include us in Himself? What else would you want to be called beside a son or daughter of God? And you know, God called you that. When He gave you the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now do you see why it's the greatest way He could ever express His love to us? Hallelujah. There's no other way to get in. Let me show you what Brother Branham says here a few times. Elijah 1953. If the Virgin Mary had to go up in the upper room and stay there till she was filled with the Holy Ghost in such a way. Not like how people get filled with the Holy Ghost now. Or I accept Jesus. Oh, yep, I felt a little tingle. Come on now. And even just them alligator tears, that don't mean nothing yet. You got to be dead. Dead. And I'm glad I got a tombstone in my life where I died. And not to say that man don't try to resurrect. Now, I got faults and things like that. Now, I'm not going to preach you some sinless kind of thing that you never stumble or fall and then you go into condemnation and that's where you live the rest of your life. I ain't talking about that. I'm saying, I know I'm not what I want to be. I'm not what I ought to be. But praise God, I'm not what I used to be.
Amen.
Brother Branham said that the mystery in this age would be the Holy Ghost without sensation. But then he goes on to say, but you know, you need an experience. You've got to have something happen. If you're just living the same old sinner life that you always did, you're refusing the way, which means you're not walking in truth, and I'm here to tell you, you ain't got the life. Because the life follows the truth, which follows the way God does things. I know it's simple, but I'm telling you, it's powerful. It's powerful when you can make God's Word the absolute all the time. All the time. When I'm sitting there and I think, well, I'm getting depressed now. There's no room for that in a Christian experience. Back it on up. Say, wait, Lord, put me back where I'm ought to be, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm pretty sure in heaven there's not depression. I'm sure in heaven there's not pain or anxiety and all these things that we all deal with every single day. You know that nervous spirit likes to hang around and get on us and make us worried that everything's going to fall apart. We're going to hit every tree that goes by. Every car's aiming for us. Everybody's trying to get us. I can't say hi to a man on the street because he's probably going to stab me and take my money. You know, the Holy Spirit, how many turn around and pick a man off the street yesterday, 2 days ago, take him home the rest of the way? You afraid to do that? I understand if you're a sister, maybe with a brother or a man out there, I understand that. But look, I'm glad Philip wasn't afraid of the eunuch. We wouldn't have that testimony, would we? Come on now. Now, if she had to get filled with the Holy Ghost in such a way that till she staggered like a woman that was drunk under strong drink, how are you going to get in anything less than that? Yes, sir, brother. It's time for us to quit fooling with it and come on up and get right with God and the power of God get into our lives. That's the truth. What did the Bible say? He that doesn't have the Spirit is none of His. You are not in the economy of God. And we could sit here and bash about, go back and forth on foolish virgin and things. That's all fine. You want to go to the tribulation and figure out about that stuff. That's your business. The message that I received was getting me ready for a rapture.
Amen.
And I am commissioned by Malachi 4 to do the same thing. Restore the hearts of these children back to their apostolic fathers who walked in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Who walked in the power of God. Who was free from all men.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, God still calls men by Himself. That's how He called Paul. We think, oh no, this brother's got to do this, and this one's got to do this, and this one. And then, oh yeah, it's a good denominational theory, but I'm here to tell you, ain't going to stand against this message. Paul was called of God, apart from all men, even the apostles, to where he could go and correct them. Look how humble that got real fast. There's no hierarchy in God. You're either in or you're out. How do you know gifts of God? It will manifest the Word of God for this age. And what will manifest in this age? Every promise that God has offered. There's nothing held back to the bride of Christ in this day. If you need joy, it's here.
Amen.
If you need healing, it's here. If you need the Holy Ghost, God wants to give it to you so bad you don't understand how frustrating it must be to Him when people don't receive it that could. People act like it's such a hard thing to get the Holy Ghost. People have been trying 20 years to make sure they actually got the Holy Ghost, and you ain't making none of the Scripture your absolute because that's completely contrary to what Jesus said about it.
Amen.
Jesus said, let me just read you a few Scriptures here if you listen. Matthew 11:29 says, take My yoke upon you and learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for My yoke is easy and My burden is light. Now look, if that's the yoke we're living under, we ought to have that attitude about it. Well, oh, you all know, and we get there too. We just act like that yoke's just so heavy. I can't even get up today. I pray, but I need my Fruity Pebbles. Come on now. We do that kind of stuff. I fast, Lord, but you know I got to work hard. If the Holy Spirit told you to fast, just do it. You ain't going to be hungry. See, do we hear from God or not? Do we know when God's moving on us? Do we know when maybe it's our turn to be the vessel?
Right.
Instead of just, oh, the bride's revival's coming, but it's going to be through you or through that man. And a lot of Americans say it's going to happen in Africa because we're dead over here. And you'll hear these missionaries go out there and say, oh my, God's moving, God's moving. And then they come back and say, thank you, Jesus. Well, here we are again. You know, out there we can worship. We just can't do it here. Man, what? Is God different in Africa than He is in America? No. He's the same God. The problem is they actually got faith because they need it. We get all these little conveniences that the devil's given us to mask our need of faith. You still need it. I'm here to tell you. Without faith, you're crazy. You're not going to do the right things, but the devil will mask it all up. He'll get you to the right doctor and this and that to make you not worry about your sin. That's really what's causing you to get sick in the first place. Come on. I'm feeling good today. I don't know. He's just preaching His word. That's why I love it. His yoke is so easy and it's so light if you just do what He says. Is that your absolute? It is for me. Anytime somebody's sick in the family, what's wrong? Let's back it up. Is my life following the Word of God? Did I let some devil into my house? Did I let him sneak in somehow? Why? Because I got a man of faith and he ain't supposed to be able to get in this place. How'd he get in here? Come on now. The only way is that you let, you know, the man of faith go on vacation for a little while. You went back to your old self and thought your own ways and thought you could handle it and all. And you don't need to pray about this decision. God's already, you know, it's fine. No, no. Make Him our absolute. Let's make Him our go-to. Because it might seem hard. I'll tell you that. The devil will tell you that Christian yoke is very heavy. Oh, man, you get made fun of. You know, everybody else gets to, don't have to go to church and just watch Super Bowl and don't feel bad about it and everything else. And don't have to worry about the cares of what's going on. You know, they all look at them nominal Christians. They're just so happy. Yeah, they are. They're happy, let me tell you. But I'm here to say, you know, they say peace, peace, but then sudden destruction. And that's exactly what's going to happen. And even a lot of denominations, if you talk to somebody that's a sincere person, which I believe there are some, and they might even be foolish virgin, I'm not trying to judge any of that, but you find someone sincere out in denominations and they will tell you that the church is in an apostate state. That they can't seem to do nothing. They try this, they try that, they do this, they do that, and people still falling away. Why? It's the season that we're in. And they're going to get to the point, we know that, though they're going to have to die just for a testimony without the Holy Ghost. Where's our faith? We've got the Holy Ghost restored to its full capabilities, and we still can't seem to overcome? Oh, no, 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 no. There's nothing wrong with the Word. There's nothing wrong with the promise. There's something wrong with us. And what is it to do? We need to go back. Let's go back to God's way so we can walk in His truth and let this life conquer the enemy. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said this, and I can't wait for those souls that are seeking the Holy Ghost to just take this promise when they come to get it and realize it's this easy. Jesus says this, Luke 11:13. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost unto them that ask Him? But see, we do. I believe it was James that said, you ask amiss. You ask without a real intention. You ask with a catch to it when you're asking God. Yeah, I'll take the Holy Ghost, God, but I'm still going to do this and this and this that I know you're convicting me about, but I don't care. I'll just keep doing it. But if you don't give me the Holy Ghost this way, then I'm not going to receive it. Well, I'm here to tell you, you got a Cain religion and you'll get a Cain result. Cain didn't have a problem worshiping God. Come on now. He didn't have a problem coming to church. Didn't have a problem making an offering, paying tithes, none of that. He had a problem with accepting God's way of doing it. And that's where we're at in this age. We want a church that we can just feel like, oh yeah, I'm just here, I'm part of the group, and that makes me the bride of Christ. The bride of Christ has got a ministry. She needs to walk in that ministry. We know, I could show you if you read what I'm reading right now, the restoration of the bride tree. Brother Bram talks time and time again that the first thing the devil started eating away was the fruit. What's the fruit? The fruit of the Spirit. Why are there nine of them? Because it's the same with the nine gifts of the Spirit. That's the first thing he eats off. Does the restoration only go three ways? There was four caterpillars and he only could restore three. He restored all of them. He restored our doctrine down to the roots. That's right. Our predestination. God restored that. We are justified by faith in what God did before we even had a choice. That's absolutely your foundation, or you're going to be blown around with every wind of doctrine. God restored that. God restored us a bark, a covering on how to act like Christians, how to walk like Christians, be sanctified, not sitting there puffing a cigarette, talking with the boys about everything else in the world, cussing, or even, you know, fake cussing. I'm here to tell you, you're saying the same thing. God help us to get that out of our mouth. It's not becoming. It's not becoming. You can't tell me you see Jesus saying stuff like that, talking that way. No, no, he didn't even raise his voice. He said, learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly. Lord, let me learn of you. And I've heard the many sinners, you know what they say? Well, what do you say? I don't need to say nothing. Why? Because I'll give an account for every idle word according to the Bible. And if I'm going to say anything, it's going to be, you know, stub your toe. Glory! Thank you, Lord. Whew. I'll tell you right now, you'll feel a lot better a lot faster. Anybody ever got any results getting upset and angry and frustrated? Now, if you get angry at the devil, you'll get somewhere, all right? If you get a righteous indignation by the Spirit like Jesus did when they told him he couldn't heal a man on the Sabbath day, and he began to, you know, kind of scratch his head and say, wait a minute. God's given us a day of rest, and here's a weary soul here that can't rest because he's got a withered hand, and you're telling me the God that's given this day to rest won't help this man be restored to rest. That's why he said he looked on him with anger, because you know why? Their unbelief was getting onto someone else. Now, you're your own free moral agency. If you want to destroy yourself, God gives you the choice. You're allowed to. But if your choice starts influencing someone else that's trying to do right, what did Jesus say? It's better that a millstone were hang about your neck and you were thrown in the sea than you offend one of these guys. It's me, oh Lord, and I'm standing in need of prayer. See, that's right. When you hear the word of God, it's still a light burden, even if it cuts you. It's still lighter than what the devil gave you. Isn't that right? Can you say amen to that one? That's for sure. No matter the worst day I had as a Christian is still leaps and bounds better than the best day I ever had as a sinner. Thank you, Lord. Let me read you another one. Then it's Acts 5:30. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom he slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, the apostles, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. That's it. You want peace? Obey God. How? Accept his way. You tell me another way, and I've heard plenty of preachers take quotes and go this way with it and that way about the Holy Ghost and how to get it. I heard a minister do a whole series on the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and we never turned to Acts chapter 2. How in the world do you preach a series on the Holy Ghost and never equip the people with how to get it? You know why? It's all up here all of a sudden. Just this big intellectual thing. And I've got all the quotes figured out, and we're going to do it just like this. And yet there's no dynamic power of the Holy Ghost. There's no fruit on that tree. There might be a bark, but that's about it. Come on now. A lot of Christians in the message, you know, they at least look sanctified, and anymore I'm beginning to realize they're not. There's a lot of people put on fronts, and they go home, and they do what everybody else in the world does, and they don't have no problem skipping church for this worldly thing, and everything. You know, we got a birthday party. Can't take communion today. I'm busy. See, that's just foolishness to me. Do you know the only ones that ever celebrated birthdays in the Bible were heathens? And we're going to take something God told us to do and usurp it with something the world does. I'm not saying we can't celebrate birthdays and traditions in general. It goes with Christmas and anything else you want to bring up. But when you let that usurp the word of God, which is the way God does things, don't expect to be blessed. And I've seen deacons make decisions for that. I've seen deacons miss church because they had to go home and take care of the dog. As far as I'm concerned, you ain't qualified, brother. You need to step down. If that's all the sincerity you got, then that. I think God can take care of a dog if he can take care of sparrows. And I saw sparrows flying out here in the winter, and they seem okay for some reason. And yet we cry that we have to drive in a nice heated vehicle and leave in heated houses. And he says he cares for us more than those sparrows that are out there in the wind flying. Come on, now do that next time you look out there and say, thank God for your blessings. Sitting there with the heat on, feeling good. Thank you, Jesus, that I'm not a bird having to fly out of this mess. See, that's enough evidence right there that what Jesus said is true. We are worth more than sparrows to him. That's right. Let me read you another one. God perfecting His church, 1954. Do you realize that in heaven at this time, this is during an altar call where people were getting the Holy Ghost. He said, do you realize that in heaven at this time, the angels of God are rejoicing and looking down? The devils are trying to defeat the cause if they can, but God will prevail. He's got to, with the great Holy Spirit who wooed you to come to this altar tonight, is standing here more than a conqueror. Done rent the veil in two, gathered around you, standing behind you, around your side is Spirit-filled men and women with hands laid upon you. As we pray together, be determined. Don't be defeated. You got that attitude when you approach God? Look, yes, you got to be that way for the Holy Ghost, but every promise works that way. When they crossed the Jordan, that was a victory, but they still had many more to do. But they acted the same way that God did the first time. If you walk in His way, you will see His truth and you'll walk in the same life He did. Thank you, Lord. Don't be defeated. You can't be defeated. You're children of God. God promised the Holy Spirit to every believer. He wants to give it to you tonight. Oh, can I convince some people of that? That God is not, you know, like trying to keep the Holy Ghost from people. God has done everything in His power. In His power? Yes, He has. Why? Because He decided to give us authority. Amen. He decided to give us free moral agency and bound His own hands in doing so. Can you understand that? God made man His agent. He didn't have to. Brother Branham says that. Why wouldn't God have used the sun or the stars? He chose man. A man that could make a choice, knowing he'd make the wrong choice. Why? Oh, God wanted to show His love to you. Thank you, Lord. He had to let you fall. He had to let you get into a condition where you'd appreciate the Holy Ghost. And we ought to be the most happy people in the world right now that God didn't just restore to us a root. Come on now. He didn't restore to me just a bark, but He gave me leaves. He gave me stuff that blows when the wind comes by. A lot of people's just stumps, ain't they? And they'll go out there and they enjoy it. Come on now. They like the rain. Why? They'd die without it too. For some reason, they just can't seem to loosen up at all. Well, I don't know if you're planted by the waters just yet. You might be a little too far upstream. You need to come back and get in the waters yourselves. You know, a lot of people like, you know, you ever watch it? Do you like watching a fire? When you just sit around it and, I mean, I can just stare at the thing for hours. But I'll tell you this, if I get in the fire, I ain't sitting still. Are you seeing me now? The Holy Ghost comes to a service. A lot of people just kind of, oh, isn't that beautiful? Somebody get rejoicing, oh, that's great. Oh, man, you can't even creak an amen out of them. You can't even, his hand just doesn't seem to get up too high. I mean, it might get here, but where did this go? If you try to surrender somebody doing this, you're going to get shocked. That's right. You know, that's what this means, right? That's what it is. It's surrender. Everybody, if you have somebody in Taiwan come up to you with a gun and you go like this, he knows you're surrendering. He probably doesn't know what you're doing if you're doing this. You might be thinking you're dancing or something, all right? But God has restored us back. I don't mean to cut up like that. You understand, it's to make a point. And I pray that point is getting into our souls, that we need to make the Word our absolute. Let us men lift up holy hands without wrath or doubting. I don't need to worry about my brother, what he thinks. And to be honest with that brother, don't care. Think about how you are. Do you care about sister so-and-so, what she's doing over there when you're in the house of God? Now you're a Christian. You're worried about this guy. You're worried about what am I supposed to hear? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to think? If that brother's spiritual, he's doing the same thing. So quit letting the devil feed you with some lie that brother don't like you because you raise your hand too much. You get too loud in church. Like Brother Branham said, if I didn't hear an amen somewhere, I'd figure you weren't listening. You know, because they said that man said, I was listening real good, Brother Branham, and then that lady gave a big old hallelujah or something, and it just shivered me, sent chills up my back. He said, well, brother, you probably don't want to go to heaven because you're going to freeze to death. Come on now. And if we're in heavenly places in Christ Jesus and God has given us the Holy Ghost and revealed who we are, how much joy ought we to have? How easy ought it to be for us to just drop into some praise when God blesses us with His Word? To just say, glory! Oh, I have to do it when Brother Andrew does this and until this or that. You praise God when He tells you to. I don't care if I'm in the middle of a sentence. If there's a hallelujah need said, God made us to praise Him.
Amen.
Right.
Thank you, Lord. I've never hardly seen in the message anyhow people praise too much. I've seen it in denomination. I've seen them just get crazy for no reason and stuff. But, you know, I'm not afraid to be a midget. Let me put it that way. Well, I'm already tall. And I'm not afraid of fanaticism in the message just yet, because it's so far on the horizon, I don't think we need to worry about that. It's like us going home and not fixing the car, not fixing the house because we're too worried that a meteorite's going to fall into our house. So we need to go out and build a big shield over the top of it. Do you see what I'm saying now? Instead of looking at what's the problem right here standing in our face, we want to look at something 20 years from now. What if there ain't no 20 years from now?
Right.
Maybe that's why you're bogged down and can't hardly stand up no more. You're looking for a promise that God didn't promise you to worry about 20 years ago. He said, sufficient to the day is the evil thereof.
Amen.
I'll give us this day. This is how Jesus said, pray. Today, our daily bread.
Amen.
But God, I'm here to get my bread till Sunday. And I understand that to an extent, but you need to go home tomorrow and get some bread. This bread here won't last your experience tomorrow or Friday or Saturday. You've got to feed on that word. You've got to become with that word. Why? That's God's way. I'm sure Israel could have thought, well, this is kind of a foolish way. You know, you give us bread 6 days, and the sixth day you give us twice as much for seven. I mean, last I did the math, we could just do one a day. Why are we doing one 5 days and then two on the seventh? Because that's God's way. Just accept it. What was it? God was trying to give them rest, and they just wanted to do it their way anyways. Why? They're going in the way of Cain and Balaam and everyone else that trying to come up with their own way. I pray you're getting spoke to, because my goodness, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. That's all I can say. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. Why am I preaching this way? Because that's God's way of doing it. The foolishness of preaching saves souls. It's not just giving somebody a track and just hoping that maybe something happens. If you ain't got a life behind that track, come on now. It just don't hit right. You know, I heard the message and things, but it took me seeing it alive to believe it. And amen. God chose man to be his agent. He did not choose iPads. He did not choose Facebook. As much as people want to fight and stew about that. That's fine with sharing things and encouraging, but you're not going to convert somebody with a Facebook post that you're too afraid to go say hi to. Again, we're worried about something way out there. Maybe God could do this. You know, God took through a donkey one time, but I don't go evangelize to people, say, go find a donkey and maybe he'll talk to you. Why? That's not God's typical way of doing things. But he did tell me a way. And if you get the Holy Ghost, you'll hear his voice. I won't have to come find you, because you'll already have him in you. Hallelujah. And yet man is so stubborn, isn't he? He'll still want to just call you all the time and say, I was reading this, but I just don't understand. Get on your knees and pray for a minute first. Maybe he can reveal it to you, and then you can feel like you're actually a part of this thing, instead of putting it off on somebody else, and then the devil come by tomorrow and said, see, God don't give you no revelation. Be determined. You're determined tonight. I am. Praise the Lord. There we go. I need a drink. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be defeated. You can't be defeated. You're children of God. God promised the Holy Spirit to every believer. He wants to give it to you tonight more than you want to receive it. Now, don't tell him how you want to get it. Tell him you want it. Done. There you go. No matter how it comes, you want it. You want something that anchor your heart and soul away till all doubts and fears will pass away and joy bells of heaven will ring through your soul. God will take care of the rest of it. You just ask Him to give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Isn't that what Jesus said? He didn't say, you know, how to do this or that. He said, He will give the Holy Ghost to them that ask. And men will do everything but ask God. They will earn it. They will say they're good enough. They kick their TV out. Bless God. They've been paying their tithes faithful. Lord, where's my blessing? You said you'd give me 100-fold. I gave 10 bucks. Where's my 1,000? See, don't tell God how to give you your $1,000. He'll give it to you. I'm a witness to that. But it comes through, you know, water bill was lower. This thing got paid somehow. Don't know how it got done. God prays back and He gives you peace of mind that the world don't have, that you would have spent thousands of dollars on some pill to take. See, the word's got to become the absolute. When you pay your tithes, you got that kind of faith in it? What God said in Malachi 3? If you're faithful in your tithes and offering, said, I'll pour out heaven, you can't even contain this blessing. Praise the Lord. Water from the rock. Could you imagine all the waters in the world packed into a standpipe about this big around? I'm assuming he said something like this. It would go thousands and thousands of miles through the air. And how the pressure of that water coming down, pressing down, trying to fill one little crevice to get out. That's the way the love of God and the healing power is trying to pour in this meeting tonight. Trying its best everywhere. God trying to make His way into a heart with all the pressure of divine love and will and everything. Trying to press His way into the people. And if you can just know the right approach to it, you could walk right up and receive it just like that. Amen. That's all, see. Because if God promised anything and you don't receive it, there's something wrong. Is that an absolute in your life? That when you're sick, God wants you well more than you want to be well. Sure, when you're in distress, God wants you delivered more than you want to be delivered. And once you get that attitude about God, and you can believe God in that way, and not just think it in your head, but have it in your heart and act upon it, come the storms of life. Come on now. Come, this breakdown, this thing over here. You'll just throw right around, just whistling just the same. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down for sin, I cried, and there to my heart was blood applied. Glory to His name. Be like Job over there. Wife, children dead. Ooh, God help us. Children dead. Cattle gone. Everything, all his hard work. Crashed down on his house. Crashed down on the kids. Right? And then his wife come up. Very religious kind of a woman. Very logical approach. Why don't you just go ahead and curse God and die? Because what point is it in serving this God anyways? And many people came to that, and they're coming to it in this message. And instead of making the decision Job did, they're saying, you know what, that's a good idea. But they don't curse God the way they think they should curse God. They think that they have to, blaspheme His name or anything. No, for you to go serve another Jesus, you've cursed the real one. You said He's not good enough. You need this other Jesus that you've imagined in your own mind. And now that you've accepted that, they go on. Don't ever be deceived by these people that do this stuff. Why? God has given them a reprobate mind concerning the truth. There's nothing you could say, you could do. They have sealed themselves out. But how happy we ought to be that the way to get sealed in, if you've got the Holy Ghost, has already been accomplished in your life. Amen. You can't get out because you're already in. Right. Thank you, Lord. And if God promised anything, you don't receive it. Something wrong. And if you get the right attitude, you won't sit there and accept that. You'll accept what the Word said about it. Amen. When the devil tries to make you sick, and you all know my son Dawson over there had something for about a week. And you just kind of think, well, and God allows trials and things like that. But then all of a sudden Wesley, shortly thereafter, he started kind of getting a fever too, and something just got on me and said, no, you're not getting this twice, devil. Maybe you can have that last one, I don't know, but not this time. And what was it? Was it something hard? No, do what Jesus said. Suffer little children to come to me. Not to me, Andrew, but come to the Word. And all I did is put him in my arms and prayed for him. But, he didn't even act like nothing was wrong. He just had temperature high for a little while, and then he's back to normal. See, we can conquer the devil if we want to. Does that mean he just answers like this all the time? No, but if you've got faith, you'll stand on the Word. You'll keep pressing the Word until everything gets out of the way. Remember what Brother Bram said? He said, put that shell in the gun and fire. If it doesn't fire, don't quit. Throw the gun down and say there's something wrong. If you've got the Word of God, put another shell in there and fire again. Amen. If it don't go off, put it in there again. When do you quit? Knock and it shall be opened. Fire and it will blow the enemy up. Amen. One of these days, it's going to get him. And it will. That's right. It will. God is no liar. God fulfills His Word when it's taken in faith. I've never seen it fail. Never in my life, never in any man's life in the last 2,000 years of having this glorious gospel has the Word taken in faith ever failed. Amen. Thank the Lord. And if you need a witness, go listen to it. God only taped it for 1,200 sermons or something and keeps showing us time and time again the last 50 years. And we're still looking for some other sign. What other sign could He possibly show you than what He already has?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh. It is only the love of our Father that loves us so much that He sends His Word. He sends His ministers to preach the Word. Then He sends gifts into the church with arms spread out, trying to get you to believe it. He wants to heal you tonight 1,000 times more than you want to be healed. But you're afraid. Fear never gets us in the right direction. Perfect love casts out all fear. And the Holy Ghost is perfect love. That's what, brother, unless you've got some other way, we can get back into the kingdom besides the Holy Ghost. That's what He was told over there. Remember that when He crossed the current time? He said, only perfect love exists over here and you can't get in without it. But praise God, we know that the perfect love and God and the Holy Ghost is all the same thing.
Amen.
And I have it.
Right.
I'm going. Because I'm already there. That's right. And He wants us healed 1,000 times more. You're afraid. You go by how you feel because you've regarded that. Come on. You lived by your feelings. Your whole life has been wrapped in that. But you must get away from that and act on God's Word. Not how you feel, not what you see, what God said, and act on that. I wonder how many times some of us have had, you know, maybe a crink in our arm or in our shoulder or something, just too afraid to raise it up to God in faith and say, Lord, I'm in the house of God, I'm praising You. Oh, might it hurt a little bit? Maybe. Why did God allow Abraham to have that knife up there? Why didn't He stop him a long time ago? God put you right to the test. But I'm telling you, you get faith in there. And one of these times, it ain't gonna hurt no more. That's absolute. But I wonder how many times people just don't got the faith to do it. Why? They're afraid. They're afraid they won't make a testimony out of it. But if you'll just walk in the way, isn't that right? Sister Carolyn's knee one time. She was just walking in the way. Why? God told her to get down and worship. And she did it before she knew it, her knee felt better. Isn't that right, sister? Why? It's not something conscious. It's being in the way, which will make you walk in the truth, and the life of God will show up and fulfill His Word every time.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But you must get away from that and act on God's Word. Not what you feel, not what you see, but what God said, and act on that. Make a confession of that. Confess means to say the same thing. And He's at the right hand of the Father with His own blood to make intercessions on your confessions. Now, He cannot do anything for you until first you accept it and confess it. Well, I believe God healed me, but you accepted it, but you didn't confess it. You got it in the mind, but it didn't quite get in the heart, because out of the heart the mouth is supposed to speak. And down in your mind you might think that this is true, but down in your heart you still got doubt, because that's what's coming out. Amen. It should be, I am healed. Thank the Lord. You look stupid? Yeah. I'm sure that blind man did when he was getting his hair cut. Brother Branham said he had his sight back, and he just started telling him, I am blind. I can see. Why? God said so. I can see. I can see. Praise God for his faith, because guess what? He saw. Maybe one time of not confess, that's all it would have took. I'm not saying maybe. That's all it would have took. One time of doubt in the Word, it wouldn't have happened. You need a breakthrough with God? Confess it. Lord, I'm getting down to pray, and for some reason I just feel like I'm hitting the ceiling. Can't seem to get out of here no more. No, don't confess that. Confess the Word. I'm in heavenly places. I'm in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm where the Word said I am. And if there's something wrong, I got a quote real quick. This will make it real simple with you. If you think something's wrong, do what Brother Branham said. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The Bible tells us when we've done wrong that we should purge our souls by the Holy Spirit. Get down and let the Holy Spirit reveal to us that you're doing wrong, and stay before Him until you die out, pouring our souls. That's all He wants. That's all He wants. And don't tell Him how to do it. Don't say you've got to feel this way or that way. No. Just let Him do it. How will I know? He'll reveal it to you. Why? You're His child. He's your Father. You all parents, you discipline your children, don't tell them why you're doing it. You don't explain any reason. You just start beating on them and don't say why they're getting beat. Or you take the toys away, don't tell them what they did wrong. What kind of lousy excuse of a parent would you be? Yet we think that's how God does us. Oh, I just got this trial. I just don't know why it's going on. I don't know why this is happening. No, back up. I'm sure God told you. You just might not have liked His answer. That's the next thing. When God tells you it, you just need to say, amen. That's right. Don't add nothing to it. Don't take nothing away. Now, He cannot do anything for you until first you accept it and confess it, and then He can act on it. See, you don't... That's what people think. You're doing things when you confess the Word. That's not doing it. Does anybody know how to get a cancer out of a body without cutting it open? None of us know how to actually do it. Don't tell God how to do it. He might use a doctor. He might use medicine. And He might just do it supernaturally. Don't tell Him how, but confess He did it. Confess He did it, and God will do it. He will actually do it. You just say it. Why? We've got the authority. He's the power.
Amen.
I love thinking that about a man standing out on the road. You ever thought that? And even just driving on the road, like how much does it take for somebody walks out in front of you? You could just barrel that guy. He can't stop your car. Are you serious? But why do you move away? There's an authority there. Why? You know the law. Or, they've got the right of way. And if a police officer's out there and all, I watched this once. It wasn't a police officer, it's a construction guy. And I'm out on the road somewhere. I mean, I don't even remember. It was like dirt road or something. I just remember it being not really habited too much. And he saw me coming for a minute and he turns this way and he just, right in the middle of the road. And I thought, what faith? Think about it. He put his faith in the law. That if, I'm going to stop for him. And he's not even got an offer. He has faith in the Word. Come on now. In the law of God. And when you tell the devil to stop, you got that kind of faith yet? When you tell the devil, go, do you got that kind of faith yet? That God, it's not you as a man. The authority of all heaven has now been put into the bride of Christ. And if you've got the Holy Ghost, you're a part of that. And that authority is in us. So that God can be glorified. He's not just going to go and send an angel and do this or that. He uses man. Why? I don't know, because it seems like we're having a hard time with it. But God's foolishness is still greater than man's wisdom. I don't put my mind into it. You preach the Word a lot of times and you say, is it getting anywhere? Is it doing what it's supposed to do? Lord, am I messing it up? But remember what the prophet said? He said, you just keep preaching it. It's hitting right on every time, because it's not Brother Andrew's program. It's not my sermon. It's God proclaiming His Word.
Amen.
And He said, my Word shall not return to me void.
Amen.
Now take that to yourself. His Word shall not return to Him void. We'll be packing stuff. We'll be like the Israelites coming out of Egypt. I'm not just going to scrape through. It's going to be so bad the devil's going to be kicking me out of this world. And I believe the bride will be adorned with all 9 spiritual gifts. I believe these signs will follow them that believe. Not other signs, not things that we make up. You're a good person, you're this or that. That's all fine. Jesus' Word is my absolute. He said, these signs follow them that believe. Cast out devils, or speak in new tongues. If they tell you any other thing, it won't harm them. You all know the Scripture. Hallelujah. Now, He cannot do anything for you until first you accept it, confess it, and then He can act on it. For He's the high priest of what you confess that He is to do. Do you get what I mean? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Expedition, Smyrna Church Age. I'll finish on this here. It is most evident from these scriptures. Brother Bram's talking about the Holy Ghost and what it means, the predestination of God, things of that sort. If you ever have any questions about that stuff, I would advise you to go read the Smyrna Church Age. There's about 15 pages, and Brother Branham just makes it plain as day as far as I'm concerned on what the Holy Ghost is, what it does, where we're at in time, and what we ought to be seeing in our lives. Absolutely. It is most evident from these scriptures that no one of himself can hear God. That ability has to be given him of God. It's Matthew 16:17. Putting these verses together, he quotes a few other ones earlier, we see that there is only one group of people, and that a very special group of people, who are able to hear what the Spirit says in each age. It is one special group that receives the revelation for each age. That group is of God, because the group that cannot hear is not of God. Remember what John said? We know that that you're of God because they hear us. And that shows you that John knew who he was. He knew he was proclaiming the Word of God. And if they didn't hear him, they weren't hearing from God. The prophet had the same thing. If you're not hearing from this message, you're not hearing from God. You're hearing from a deceiver. Absolutely. The group that can and does hear what the Spirit is saying and receives the revelation thereof is that group described in 1 Corinthians 2:16, 6-16. They are the ones who have the Spirit of God. They are the ones that are born again. They are baptized into the body of the Lord Jesus Christ by His Spirit. They are baptized with the Holy Ghost. Why did He say all those things? Because so many people try to isolate all those as different kind of things. And Brother Branham is trying to show, no, it's all one in the same. If you're looking for power and you've got the Holy Ghost, you are looking in all the wrong directions. You already have it. If you're looking for authority, if you're looking, God, where are the gifts? Where are that and this thing? And you should be manifesting like this. And that's all probably true. But I'm here to tell you, if you're waiting on somebody else, you've missed the commission of God. God baptized you into the body. And He has given the manifestation of the Spirit to each one of us. Every single one of us. I ask, when's the last time you know the Holy Ghost told you to do something? And He manifested it. When's the last time you were led? And you think this is hard, but you have the gift of faith just come on you. You might think it's something way out there in left field. It's not. It's when all of a sudden you have this thing. Man, I see this need here. And all of a sudden you have faith for it. And you go and you say, brother, you believe in prayer. And I'll tell you, unless he's cold and dead, they'd never turn me down yet. Why? God works on both ends. And He leads you right to that one person that somehow is going to believe at least this one time. You say, well, they didn't come and believe the message. They didn't repent. That ain't what all the message is about. Most of Jesus' ministry was telling people that they had turned down their day of visitation. That is the bride's ministry. We think third pole, right? Oh, what a glorious thing the third pole is. You know when Jesus had His third pole? Down in the regions of the lost, when He preached to those that couldn't receive it. What is the bride's revival? It's you as the individual walking in the way, which leads to the truth, which gives you eternal life. And to refuse one is to refuse them all. And I see them get refused in that order. They'll refuse the way God wants to do it first. Then they'll refuse the truth of the Word. And then they'll refuse the life itself and just live any old kind of life they want to. God help us. Let's raise together today. Thank You, Lord. I want God's way to be my way. You know that one? Let me think I got it in here. 238. Am I singing that? Let me make sure I... Yeah, that's right. I want God's way to be my way as I journey here below. For there is no other highway that a child of God should go. Though the road be steep and rough, if He leads me, it's enough. I want God's way to be my way every day.
Is that your prayer tonight?
Oh, I want God's way to be my way as I journey here below.
Let's just worship Him.
For there is no other highway that a child of God should go. Though the road be steep and rough, if He leads me, it's enough. I want God's way to be my way every day.
Oh, one more time.
my way as I journey here below. For there is no other highway that a child of God should go. Though the world may be steep and rough, if He leads me, it's enough. I want God's way to be my way every day.
God is so good.
God is so good. God is so good. He's so good.
Just focus on Him. Thank You, Lord. Don't be in a hurry just yet.
Oh, God. So good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good.
Sing it again with all your heart. Make it your confession.
God is so
that. Let's all just bow our heads and just thank Him and worship Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's word has been preached. Don't worry. He's here with us. I promise. Thank You, Jesus. Praise Your name. If there is a need, you'd like prayer tonight, you're welcome to come forward. Thank You, Jesus. Happy to pray with you. Praise You, Lord. Saints of God, what an atmosphere. Thank You, Jesus. So faithful. And what He said, two or three gather together, I'll be there. Thank You, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let the word ever intimidate you. You are that word. Saying, how can I have patience? You're in that word. That's You. How can I find the way? You're in the way. Why? God led you to the truth. Don't be afraid of 10 years from now. Don't be afraid of tomorrow. It'll take care of itself. You worry about walking in the way right now. What are we doing right now? We're praising Him. Hallelujah. Everything else comes secondary. Let's just praise Him. Hallelujah. There's no need. That's fine. I believe that. If God's giving you your need tonight, you praise Him for it. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't be those nine lepers. Be that one that came back and wasn't afraid to say, Lord, thank You for healing me. Thank You for saving me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank You for giving me the Holy Ghost. The greatest love token You ever could have gave me, Father. Let go and let God.
Let go.
Thank You.
Wonderful way. Let go and let God have His way.
Oh, thank You, Lord.
Your sorrows will vanish. Your night turn to day. Let go and let God have His way.
Just let go tonight. Hallelujah.
Let go.
Trust His way.
And let
Hallelujah.
God
It'll
have
bring you to truth.
His
It'll bring you to life. Hallelujah.
Way.
Yes, Lord.
Let go.
Believe Him tonight.
And let God have His way. Today, let His way.
With all your heart, let's sing it again.
Let go and let God have His wonderful way. Let go and let God have His way. Your sorrows will end. Your night turned to day. Let go and let God have His way.
Let's bow our heads. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the Word tonight. We know it won't return void. I thank You, Lord, for leading me, Father. And Lord, even though it looks like it might not be what we would think is right or wrong, Lord, You've given us faith to know that where You lead us is where we need to be. Lord, if I'm the safest in Africa, let me be there, Father. Let us follow Your footsteps. It might look like a tundra, but let us go where the Spirit leads us to go. I pray You be with those that are here tonight. Lord, as they travel home, keep them safe, Father. Keep them faithful to You, worshiping You the whole way. We thank You for it, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray for those that couldn't be here tonight. Lord, may this word, if they're able to listen to it, Father, may it bless them. May it give them revelation and power and strength. Lord, may it not be the words of a man that could fail and fall away, but may it be the Word of God that's just as true tomorrow as it is right now. Bless them, we pray. Bring us all back to the house of God. Lord, if there is another time we gather, I pray for revelation for the church of God to see how close we are to the end time. That, Lord, if you wonder, Lord, if this really was our last service and we knew it, who would be here right now? God, move on our hearts. We don't mean it in a mean way. We mean it in reality, Lord. If this is it, God, stir something in us by the Holy Ghost that we'll live every day as if it could be the last. That we'll be the most busy about our Father's business. Not looking for something to happen way off in the future, but knowing that right now the move is on the bride. Lord, You already told us that in Your Word. Make it real to us, we pray. Forgive us of our unbelief. Forgive us for our own minds and thoughts, and our carnality, our backslides 1,000 times a day. Wash it from us, Lord. Rejuvenate that faith that's in us. And when Satan would come against us, may we not turn and just follow wherever he leads, but may we resist the enemy. May we delight ourselves in the Lord, delight ourselves in the Word, and watch the enemy flee. Help us to always put the Word in our mouth. Lord, to not just hide it in our minds, but Lord, let it flow out of our hearts into our mouths, and may we give You thanksgiving. May we confess that we're healed and saved and been filled with the Holy Ghost. Keep doubt out of our lives, Lord. Keep confusion out of our lives and frustration, knowing that that's all just the working of the enemy. Equip Your children tonight as I believe You have. May our hearts just be open to continually receive Your Word, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. Well, it's been good to be in His house. I'll tell you what, this weather stuff, hey, I'm just finally settling in really as a pastor, because I can't take not seeing you this long. I just can't handle it no more. You know, you don't see people, and it does something. You know, really, ain't just being a pastor. That's the way we ought to be as Christians. Why? Because we're the same body. If my hand was gone for a week, I'd miss it. I'd want it back. And I believe we're one in the Spirit, but I do believe sometimes it's good to see one another. And I believe that God will make a way. These little trials and things that come by, just take it patiently. Isn't that what we read in the very beginning? Have need of patience, that when you've done the will of God, that you will receive the promise. There are enough devils in hell to stop that work. But you're in need of patience. Of what? It might not look like it's answering, sister, brother. what it was. Why? Because you're a son or daughter of God. God put that thing in you before the foundation of the world for you to say it right here in Laodicea, right in the devil's face. Say, devil, you think you're tough? I'm going to send my wife to beat you. Next time you think the devil's a tough guy, just remember, he's getting whooped on by a woman. And that's you. Praise his name. Can we? Let's do that. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Praise him. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.